now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday, December the 17th. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here with our take on the news of the day. Normally, it's this hour is filled with lots of stories, 14, 15, 16 different things that are going on. Hard to escape, Jennifer, the discussion of what happened in Connecticut the Friday afternoon or late morning, whenever it happened. This 20-year-old kid who had lots of problems gets at his mother's guns and kills her and kills all these children. Not many people need to have this thing analyzed. The reports, actually, though, when you get right down to brass tacks, I think that the if as far as our business is concerned, the conversation business about what's going on in the world and what we get from what's going on in the world, we normally get from the so-called news media, of which I am always very critical. And the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, once again points out how really bad coverage is of these things. A lot of reporting that just turned out to be wrong. No, wrong isn't even incorrect. That's
right.
Not even
the mother's connection to the school. There were a lot of things that came out.
Yeah, garbage.
That went right back in again.
Garbage in, garbage out. Some of the music stations on the radio. You wonder whether, and we just had this conversation about what we would do, because this program is a full service, what we call a full service morning program. So in terms of us being a week and a day away from Christmas, it seemed appropriate for us in normal circumstances to have lots of bits and pieces of Christmas music to help get us into the Christmas spirit, the Christmas season upon us. That pretty much has all gone out the window over the weekend, although stations that were playing Christmas music continue to do that. I just think it has irrelevancy. I don't know what is relevant other than trying to make some sense out of all of this. As you know, I don't want this hour to be about what you can find everywhere else. I don't want the program to be about what you can find everywhere else. Yet, here today, right now, it seems that not much else has relevance to people. I was thinking about these. I heard something that really bothered me. A program using humor. And I can think of a couple of weeks ago, I heard something about small caskets and that kind of stuff. And, it was before all of this, but I don't know how people find humor in death, frankly. And in this circumstance, it seems to me we better be taking a very long, hard look at a lot of things that people are exposed to in the so-called public media, not just the news media, but general entertainment. These violent video games, six-year-olds being exposed to things that they can do. And I can hear Rich McFadden's son. We have had this conversation. I think there were three or four realities this year. Dad, am I going to get shot when I go to the movies?
Right.
Or, in this circumstance, children asking their parents, the first, second, third grader that has been exposed to this and knows it, am I going to get shot when I go to school today, Mom? How many people, how many parents are going to keep their children home today because they're worried about this? As silly as that seems, and it is really pretty silly, but parents are protective of their children. So how much will this increase the desire for people to do homeschooling? I mean, there are all kinds of issues, Jennifer, that are attached to this. That will not go away.
You know, the way it hit me, and obviously, it's the first thing that people do on social media, because that's where I was monitoring. I was traveling. For those of you that don't know, I was traveling on Friday, so I didn't have access to the 24-hour news cycle, and I was trying to kind of keep up with what was going on, and it was so horrible, and you're trying to wrap your brain around it. And looking at Facebook and looking at Twitter, and that was my source on my cell phone trying to figure out the whole situation. The first thing people jump on is the gun control issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I almost think it's easier, and I did a post about this on Facebook myself. I think it's really easy for people to jump onto that bandwagon because guns are inanimate objects. They don't have morals. They don't have hearts. They don't have souls. It's easier to deal with them. But the sad, sad truth is that we are raising a society of really, there are some sick individuals, and whether you want to blame, if you want to blame stuff that's in the food, that could be valid. If you want to blame video games that are outside influencers.
The kids that are being fed these horrible sugary meals in the morning before they go to school, and they bounce off the walls, and the psychiatrist at school is happy to give them Prozac or something else.
And then they're on medication.
And
that's what I'm getting at. There's medication, there's food, there's the outside influences like video games and television, where our country is the anomaly, really. I mean, you know, when you go overseas, there's so much more sexuality and so much less violence on TV, where here, mm-hmm. sexuality is taboo, and there is just violence everywhere you turn. Yeah. And in video games, it's okay to just walk by and blow people away on the street. Those things, plenty of kids make it out with the same system, and they're okay playing video games. But certain ones can't, and I think it's really sad, and I think we're doing a disservice for our country by not paying more attention to kids that need extra help, that need mental health.
Why do they need it in the first place? Do we have... This is so complicated.
That's the thing.
We have become a nation of over-tolerance of things that ought not to be tolerated, number one. Number two, we have extolled a value and virtue of individual freedom, and that's what our country is built on. Yet some people can't handle that freedom. How do you recognize them? How do you deal with them in a so-called open and free society? I mean, I'm looking at the random shooting in Portland in the mall and the theater, the movie theater in
these are all
Colorado.
Young men in their early 20s.
Right. These are all
and that's when it
disturbed
hits,
people who are a part of. I mean, you look at some of the movies that are around and our dependence. I went to see that movie Flight with Denzel Washington. It's all about people and their addictions.
Right.
We have so many addicts, so many people addicted to so many things. How in the name of God how do we even understand it? How do we cope with it?
Part of it is that there's a societal, this weird thing where everybody is forced to kind of be the same. You know, we've gotten away from celebrating what people are good at and instead trying to make everybody good at everything. And I don't know if that does it, too.
That's an interesting point. We've become a nation of oneness. Everybody's supposed to be the same, like the same things on the radio, like the same things on television, like the same things in the store. We go to the big box stores, the big restaurants. Everybody is the same. It's a rubber stamp society, and that doesn't speak to our individualism either, that we were so really... it has been our calling card as a country and what most people respected, and that's why they wanted to come here.
Mm-hmm.
But now...
One thing I want to point out before you finish this thought, Dougie, and it actually is already up on our Facebook page, but did you see the post from the anarchist soccer mom?
No.
This lady does a blog. She has a son with a mental illness as well that has never been diagnosed. She, you know, they've thought OCD, they've thought autism, but they've never been able to diagnose her son with anything. But there's something clearly wrong to the point where he pulls knives on her and all these things. And so she wrote this very touching blog that she could have been Adam Lanza's mother. And it's about how kids really do get passed through the system because we just want to all push them into one category. And I would check it out. It's on our Facebook page right now at Good Day Show.
All right, so we'll check some of the other things. As a matter of fact, I don't know how we use this as a thread because there's so much of it out there.
Oh, so many people are talking about it, though, and it's good. I mean, to open up dialogue.
But are they saying anything new and poignant and important, or is it the same old garbage that we hear about the gun control laws and then the psychotropic drugs and teachers? And I want to hear from... Some people, I don't know what the essence is, whether it's background checks, teachers, what's going on in the school. Can you imagine going in can you imagine if you had to, your so-called day job, there's an office there, there are studios there. Can you imagine having to post a guard outside the building before people came in?
I did 2 weeks ago.
You posted a guard.
I had to, because we had homeless people coming in, threatening, looking for people. Yeah. No, I actually did 2 weeks ago have to go up, get a guard, and have him sit. I told him, don't move, and he sat at the top of the stairs the rest of the day.
Do we need some kind of New Year's resolution? I mean, as simplistic as those sorts of things are, what do you resolve when it comes to this sort of thing? If you're a teacher and you're going to school today, what are your thoughts? 800-510-8255. And again, please, let's not do guns aren't the problem, people are. Go call somebody else's program with that. That doesn't do anything. How do we do something about protecting children and having them understand? I mean, so the whole society, maybe there are people who think our whole society needs to be blown up, literally as well as figuratively, because it's so, there's so much corruption, there's so much drug use, you wonder how we even function. We are so dysfunctional in this country. We really are. It's not, I'm laughing at it only because it's so sad and I don't know what else to do, whether to laugh or to cry. We have an extraordinarily dysfunctional country on almost every level. And so how do we survive all of this stuff? And the human condition being what it is that part of the human condition to just be dysfunctional? Is that part of the lessons that we got to learn in life? 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals, like the EPA-estimated 42 MPG Highway Cruise Eco, or more seating in the roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So hurry in for great deals during Chevy's calendar year-end event.
Imagine the dark picture if Thomas Edison had given up on the light bulb. But failure didn't discourage Edison. Optimism. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Years and still going strong. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro EM1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro EM1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro EM1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro EM1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Monday, December 17th. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with the obvious focus on the news coverage, the news itself, the words that come into your mind. Maybe that's a good way, before we get to Jennifer going through some of the things that are on our social media site, I guess I'm interested in finding words. You know that I'm fascinated. This is how I make my living. I'm fascinated with words, interpretation of things. You have a word? Is there a word that can be used to understand the tragedy at Newtown, Connecticut? Is the word compassion? Is the word gratitude? Is the word bravery, appreciation, thankfulness, brotherhood? What I'm searching for a word here. 800-510-8255 to understand this thing. There has been a lot of love that's been shown to the families and the survivors, and you'd expect that to be the case.
A lot of stories of heroes.
Yeah, right. The national focus on this, it can become a local story. This town I know actually fairly well, Jennifer. It's in eastern Connecticut, not far from New York State, probably about 40 miles from New York State border. Pretty well-to-do, pretty upscale community. A lot of people work in Hartford that live there, some in Danbury, and some even work down in Stamford, New York City. You can get down there fairly easily. And it is a place where you wouldn't have thought something like this, but that's what people keep saying. Oh, I wouldn't think it would happen here. It can happen anywhere. There are a lot of people who are out of control at all ages in our society. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the dependence on drugs that we do and alcohol and other stimulants. And that's part of this very complex problem that will not be solved simplistically by just dealing with one of the issues, gun control. That's simplistic. This is a very complex national societal problem. And whether we have the balsam, the courage, that's why I came up with the word courage as well as compassion. Do we have the courage to actually examine ourselves and do something? The Dalai Lama reminds us of a saying in Tibetan, translated to English, tragedy should be utilized as a source of strength. From strength comes ultimate acceptance, although things will never again be the same for the families. You saw the father of that six-year-old girl that was on over the weekend, he as well as other family members of other families, but I thought he was as poignant as anything that I've ever seen or heard.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he kept his composure the way he did is
and so forgiving and loving.
Incredible
person.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, if you're trying to decipher what's going on with the social media, and that would be your job, I'm going to leave you to it.
Yeah, I mean, what I'd really urge you right now to do is we've posted up on our page this link to this blog by this anarchist soccer mom, Thinking the Unthinkable, and it really looks at mental illnesses, maybe some of the real problems that we have to deal with, and I check it out. That is up there right now on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and also I think our question that we're asking is, do you address this with your kids today before you send them to school? I have a lot of mom friends who are trying to figure out if they bring this up to their kids or if they just send them on their way. They're afraid. I think most people don't want to bring it up to their children, but I think the thinking is, are they going to hear about it at school, and is it better for you to do it yourself before you send them away? So let us know. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Do you talk with your kids about this before you send them to school today?
I'm looking at pictures of these children, of the teachers, the principal. I remember when my former wife was a teacher, and how the kids, I remember going to parties at school and thinking, and I remember my own children when they were that age, and those of you who have children, it's hard to wrap yourself around the fact this sort of a thing can happen in supposedly an intelligent, advanced society. 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. High travel season and crowded airports put you at risk of property loss and theft, but here's how you can protect yourself any time of the year. There are now services that create tracking stickers for luggage itself and electronics, including Okapon Global Tags. Now, if your property is found, the Good Samaritan can enter your tracking number and find you in seconds. Tracking stickers help when lost items end up in the right hands, but this isn't always the case. We're told relentlessly never to leave bags unattended. But what about when an airport employee tells you it's okay? Play it safe and stick with lockers that you can lock. Unfortunately, there have been far too many reports about insider jobs of baggage theft. This year, the top three airports where TSA agents were fired for theft were Miami, JFK, and LAX. So follow common sense rules when it comes to keeping your valuables on you. And don't ever leave your bags unattended, because that means they're unprotected. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, "Oh, that's so sweet," it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant at participating locations. Only in void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, and where prohibited by law. Ends 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2012. See official rules at BuffaloWildWings.com for restrictions and details.
The craving for chocolate is all grown up.
That's Jared,
the Galleria of Jewelry presents Levion chocolate diamonds and chocolate-cultured South Sea pearls. From ancient royalty to today's red carpet, Levion is the only company on Earth to make jewelry with chocolate diamonds, including exclusive designs you'll only find at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. Our take on the news of the day. The news of the day still focused and will be, I'm sure, today. Pretty much everywhere you look and what you listen to is going to have some connection to this fellow Adam Lanza. Mother obviously created a monster in this kid. She taught her son how to become a killing machine, and he used what he learned about firing guns to commit what many have described accurately as one of the worst massacres in the history of our country. Nancy Lanza loved these weapons. She took her awkward son, a loner to be sure by most counts, to shooting ranges, Jennifer, where this kid who's so painfully shy felt like he had something going for him.
Here's the thing. I feel for her because as someone who wants to have kids someday, you know, obviously in retrospect, you look at this and go, this is not the wisest thing, lady. You take your son who's got some mental problems to a shooting range, you teach him how to use a gun, this is not the wisest thing. But, you know, to give her the benefit of the doubt, perhaps this was her way of saying, let's find something for him to connect to. Let's find something to bring him out. Let's find some common thing so that I can bond with my kid. I mean, how many times have you as a parent had a kid, even just a kid going through the teenagers, where you're like desperately trying to find something to bond with your child over? I mean, maybe this was her attempt, even though we can look back at it now and say this was the absolute worst idea she could have had.
Well, and to sort of dig around and come up with uneducated conclusions. This kid had autism, Asperger's syndrome. That develops in the womb from mothers who drink too much. This woman had a drinking problem, said her occasional drinking buddy. All she talked about was guns, guns, guns. She wanted to pass on what she knew to her children. Where the hell is the father? Does anybody know anything about the father?
His own family. I think he's remarried somewhere else.
All right. I don't know. That's the first I've heard about him. But she was taking this kid to the gun range a lot. And there he would blast away at targets using this arsenal that she had. What does that teach you about just about reality? Guns and guns and more guns. And then there's these side stories, Jennifer. Yesterday, a church in a town not far from Newtown. I believe it's Oxford, Connecticut. Somebody, when the church started, the church services started, there was a call to the church. There's been a bomb placed there. So just as the persons were starting a memorial for these students, there's a bomb threat.
The terrified.
Yeah. Right, and then people feel like that. That's more sickness that's what we're talking about here.
Unrelated, but it still makes you feel. I mean, it makes you feel like the world has just gone absolutely insane. But in Los Angeles, in Orange County, more specifically Newport Beach, we had a shooting at a mall where a guy, I think, released. I mean, he just went in on a shooting spree. Luckily, no one was hurt. They got him quickly. But again, it's just somebody walking into a mall or a movie theater or now even a school. It's like, where does this even, does it come from? And everybody was worried about the Mayan calendar. Now it almost seems like, gosh, maybe we do need to start over again. I mean, it's just so, ugh, so much sickness.
800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. I'm just doing a little more nosing around into Nancy Lanza here.
Uh-huh.
Other than she liked guns, she's a moderately attractive woman, and that's the male point of view. Okay, let's look at her and see what she looks like. We always look at people and we look and, okay, what does she look like? Or what does he look like? She certainly was somebody from her earliest days, loved guns, apparently. Her sister said, this is so incredulously stupid. The sister says in an interview in the Chicago Sun-Times that I just found, Jennifer, I didn't know that the guns would be used on her. What kind of a stupid statement is that? Under this, I didn't know the guns would be used on her. It takes your breath away. The kinds of stupidity and the comments that people make that are, of course you didn't know. Jeez. 800-510-8255. If you're a teacher, how are you going to handle this today? Here's a caller who is a substitute teacher talking about the things that teachers will have to deal with today.
I was a substitute teacher, actually, for like 6-7 years. And I can tell you that the respect and all of that stuff that was around when I was a kid going to school is completely gone. I mean, I couldn't believe some of the things that I got to see, and I was in middle school. I mean, and in middle school, you know, these are still fairly young kids. I mean, you know, 13, 14, 15 year olds. And, I mean, there's just no respect. I don't know whether it comes from the home or what, but these kids are just totally unmotivated in school. They have no respect for the teachers, no respect for authority. And, you know, it's the whole country and the whole world. I mean, we live in a sick, evil, and perverted society here. And nobody wants to face it. Nobody wants to admit it. It's just gotten out of control. It's like, all of the other civilizations going back thousands of years that started out fine. And as time went by, they just snowballed out of control. And that's the spot we're in. Just like, you know, Julius Caesar's Rome or Napoleon's, France, or, you know, Alexander the Great's Mesopotamia, whatever. It's just a progressive thing that every society seems to go through. It goes from being, you know, civilized to being uncivilized.
Is that something that you agree with? 800-510-8255. I will tell you, Jennifer, there's a plan that has been in the hopper for a long time that would have helped keep guns like this out of the hands of people who are mentally disturbed, like this guy, this kid. I don't know, is he an adult? He committed, yeah, I guess he's a young adult.
20 yeah.
years old. So the Department of Justice drew this up after Gabrielle Giffords got shot. The plan to improve background checks, but it just sat there. It didn't go anywhere because the legislative the proceedings of the process, the squabbling that went on the right and the left, if you read the article in the New York Times yesterday, the White House never actually got a hold of it. Who knows what they would have done. All the politicians are afraid of doing anything. And this is not the only action that needs to be taken, but there has to be something, it would seem to me, and that focuses on the availability of these guns that are, these assault weapons, the ones that you can shoot 100 rounds in 60 seconds, that kind of stuff. But that's not really the problem. It is part of the problem, but it's not really the problem. The problem goes back to abuses of drugs and alcohol, what happens to children in the womb, the chemical makeup of what happens then when kids are growing up, parents giving over to the irresponsible use of these horrible foods that are available by the giant corporations that make garbage for people to eat. I mean, you can see, you could go in a dozen different directions with this. If you want to really focus on the blame, which is not meaningful, fixing the problem is what's meaningful. The kids and the drugs, and how by the time you're a young adult, you're hooked on all kinds of things. My son's a drug and alcohol counselor here in Los Angeles, and he and I were talking about this last night. How it's just everywhere. Everywhere. You can get this stuff. You can get prescription forms online, for God's sakes, and fake them, fill them out, and bring them to the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yep.
You can go online and get prescription forms, and you can fake them and bring them to the drugstore, and they'll fill the prescriptions.
Get multiple doctors, it's a business.
And the kids in school are passing the drugs out that the parents have because the mother's all hepped up on something and the father's hepped up on something. Their drugs are in the medicine cabinet. The kids get a hold of them and they bring them to school and they sell them to their hopped up friends. Or they get hopped up themselves. You've seen it. You saw it when you were in high school. I didn't see it when I was teaching.
I didn't, actually. I hung out with the dorky kids.
I guess I did, too.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Here's a lady who lives in Michigan listening to the program who says after this, she's getting rid of all her guns.
I think it's everybody's role in the United States to get rid of, I'm getting rid of my guns. My husband was a police officer, and he is tasked, and I am getting rid of all of his guns. I don't have the need for them. I think it's up to every individual. How has this affected all of us? It should be government. I think we should all work together to try our best to prevent this from ever happening again. My choice personally is to get rid of all of the handguns and all of the weapons that were my husband's. It's not, the guns aren't something to, for me to pass down to the next generation. They're not needed. So it is my role, it is your role, and it's the government's role.
What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. I know an older gentleman in his late 80s who doesn't have any children. Well, he has a daughter, but she's not interested. Had thousands of guns in a collection, sent them to auction. Collecting guns has been an interesting and an okay pastime. It's like collecting trains or whatever. If you know how to use them, you have respect for them, then they're not a problem. But we don't have that. And so it's an easy target, easy for some to go after guns. It is not the real problem. It isn't. 800-510-8255. All right, let me do a couple of things here to get our mind off of this. Like thinking about, as Christmas is a week and a day away, I've been eating too much this weekend, Jennifer, I'll tell you that. Woof. Eating, and eating some more.
The time of year.
Yep. So if now you are really putting into your head you're going to have a plan to lose weight, I'm going to tell you about the plan to get on to, and to get on to it now, as a matter of fact. Axia 30, AXIA, the number 30, is a different product because it contains different ingredients that will affect your body differently and positively, so it won't hurt to lose the 30 pounds. You'll guaranteed lose those 30 pounds in 12 weeks or your money back. Get on it now by dialing 800-525-8345. That's 800-525-8345. Axia 30, a full 3-month money back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight, You get your money back. And if you call now and mention Doug Steffen, they'll give you an extra month absolutely free. So you sort of get a leg up on it. You got an extra 30 days to accomplish the 30-pound loss that you would like, many of you. I know that you're not going to go away from what your normal, and maybe you shouldn't. Your normal pursuits at this time of year are fun, enjoyment, and involves laughing and singing and dancing and eating. And okay, so you'll do that, but then you got to get serious. Call now, 800-525-8345, and take advantage of this three-month money-back guarantee, losing 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Get an extra month to make sure that it happens, all with your order now. Call it in, 800-525-8345.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks limit to. Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago, quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Doug and Jennifer on the Good Day program, on the SNL program Saturday night, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
They had a powerful tribute to the Connecticut shooting victims, and I want to play that now from the broadcast on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Way, the way it was presented in that lyric line from that song is a good thing to do. And perhaps that's a way for us to cap conversation in this hour, although there are a lot of you that want to be heard. If you want to stick around, we'll, I'm sure, get at this. A lot of radio stations doing their own thing. If you want to connect with us, stay connected with us, and your station goes away, just go to DougStephan.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
I deal with this stuff in a different way oftentimes. It takes me a while, Jennifer. I'm just thinking through, and oftentimes these conversations on the air stimulate me to thinking about stuff. I think there's so much simplistic focus on this very complex problem. Now you can hear it in my voice. I'm pulling back. I'm feeling more reserved to the point where I don't really even want to talk about it.
I know. It's how I feel, too, because it's too complicated and there is no right answer. There's no answer.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of garbage spewed about over the next few days.
Well, people are either going to take the status, you know, they're either going to take gun control or they're going to do, armed guards in school. Yeah, I know, yeah. I'm with
you. None of that stuff fixes the problem.
There are a million people, billions of people that can shoot a gun and not shoot it at each other. I don't know.
All right, let's deal with technology in a different way. Shelley Palmer is our technology reporter here every day at this time, and he's here to talk about this new law which requires commercials to be quieter on television.
Calm is what it's called.
From now, yeah, it's calm. It's cool, calm, collected. It's silliness, but we'll have his report on it in a moment here on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, imagine for a moment that you're on your couch enjoying a new episode of Modern Family. Phil Dunphy cracks a joke, you laugh, and ABC cuts to a commercial. All of a sudden, your TV speakers go into overdrive, and you scramble for the remote as your significant other screams, "Hey, turn it down!" I really hate when that happens, and it happens a lot. At least it used to. Now your TV viewing is going to have a sense of calm. That's C-A-L-M, as in the Commercial Advertising Loudness Mitigation Act of 2012, which President Obama signed into law. The FCC approved the rules last December, and it finally took effect this past Thursday. While it's a very minor issue compared to the other problems we currently face, it's a solution to an unnecessary annoyance that all of us have to deal with every single day. I'm just glad I'm not going to have to scramble for the remote anymore. At least, I hope I won't. Follow me on Twitter, at Shelley Palmer, to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a Blazin' bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, "Oh, that's so sweet," it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant at participating locations only in Northern Florida, New York, Rhode Island, and where prohibited by law. 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2012. The official rules at BuffaloWildWings.com for restrictions and details.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So if you're sick of turning down the volume whenever television commercials come on, you don't have to do that because this new law, Jennifer, went into effect, I think, wasn't it over the weekend?
Yeah, it actually started late last week. In fact, at my day job at CRN, we've actually had to comply with Calm as well because our products heard on cable. So kind of interesting. Everything just has to
be on.
So
you're the problem.
Yes, it's me.
Really? It's
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. I'm always the
problem.
Always
the problem. My heavens.
Sure.
All right. Well, we're all here trying to solve problems today on the Good Day program.
Emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.